Macmillan Audio presents Girls Made of Snow and Glass by Melissa Bashardust. Read for you by Jennifer Akeda.
Chapter 1. Linnet. Linnet first saw her in the courtyard. Well, the girl was in the courtyard. Linnet was in a tree. The juniper tree in the central courtyard was one of the few trees still left at White Spring, and so it was one of the best hiding places on the castle grounds. Nestled up in its branches, Linnet was only visible to anyone directly beneath her. This hiding place was especially helpful on afternoons like these, when she had decided to skip her lessons without telling her tutors. The young woman who walked briskly across the courtyard did not pass directly under the tree, so she didn't notice Linnet watching. What struck Linnet first was the girl's clothing. Instead of a dress, the girl was wearing a long brown tunic over loose trousers, allowing her to move more freely. In a long, striding gait, she walked with purpose, dark eyes staring straight ahead.